Having a killer consulting resume is no longer optional. It's a must in today's tough market. Set yourself apart from the pack with a management consultant resume edit. You'll get your resume edited by a former McKinsey, Bain, or BCG consultant. They'll go through every word, line, and bullet on your resume to ensure it tells your unique story in the most compelling way possible. Get your edit today at the link in this episode's show notes.
In this episode, we talk about why MBB or bust might not be the approach for you. Look, I can't say enough good things about my experience at Bain, but we also have a bird's eye view on the entire consulting market, and it's just hard to get in. Under 1% acceptance rate, it's also really challenging when you're thinking about only MBB because you don't understand maybe the whys of MBB, and sometimes people discover treasures along the way. We're going to share with you why our recommended approach is not MBB or bust, why, and what you should do instead in this episode. We hope you enjoy. We work with thousands of consulting candidates every year, and look, 95% of them, this isn't representative of the whole audience, but 95% of the ones that we work with want to go to McKinsey, Bain, and BCG. And you know what? Y'all are not wrong. My time at Bain was incredible. I'd love to say that I loved every minute about it. It's probably true that I loved about 80% of the minutes. There were some times that were really hard, that were very emotionally, practically, and professionally challenging, but it is an experience that 1,000 times out of 1,000 times I would replicate again. I'm really grateful for the time that I spent and the work that I did when I was at Bain, but it was hard to get in. Some people that do get in didn't get in on the first try. And so we want to set your expectations clearly for whether or not it makes sense to go MBB or bust. Today, I'm going to share with you three reasons why we do not believe that MBB or bust is the right approach. Look, sometimes you shoot for the moon and you reach the stars, and sometimes you shoot for the moon and you get nothing. And the MBB or bust approach could leave you with nothing in a career move that could be really hurtful in the long run. There are three reasons why MBB candidates should broaden their nets. Number one, there are limited seats at MBB firms. There are over a million applications. Just even try to picture that many applications in a stack for all three MBB firms across their offices in the globe every year, and less than a 1% acceptance rate. That is tiny. It's a massive pile of applications for a tiny, tiny payoff. Your odds of getting into Harvard are better than your odds of getting into McKinsey, Bain, or BCG. And just having limited seats at the table means that it's going to be incredibly challenging for you to be the one who breaks over the hurdle. You may be capable. You may have the pedigree. You might have the resume. You might be ready for casing, but you also might just have a bad day. And so there are limited seats at the table, which means that intrinsically, this will be an uphill battle. Number two, there are a lot of amazing non-MBB firms that are out there. Now, these include the big four, where you can get great training and honestly, some of the best benefits in the world. But also, it includes a ton of amazing boutiques as well. We profile these on our website, on our podcast, on our YouTube channel. We share with our audience all these amazing boutiques. And these firms have a much higher acceptance rate, but similar training, compensation, variety, and awesome cultures too. So you're not going to be trading much if you move from an MBB firm into targeting these non-MBB boutiques, especially if you do both together. Number three, more practice can make you better for MBB, but it also might land you somewhere that you never thought you would go because MBB isn't for everyone. Let me explain. Number one, when you're doing more cases for more firms, you will get better at cases. If you only interview with McKinsey, you'll be good at cases. If you interview at McKinsey, Bain, and BCG, you'll be really good at cases. If you interview at McKinsey, Bain, BCG, Kearney, EY, Parthenon, if you email a bunch of different firms and network with them and understand their processes, you're going to be a more well-rounded, better, more effective caser who's going to be more versatile. So interviewing with multiple firms is great practice for MBB or not. But also, if you don't end up at MBB, you might discover along the way that there's a boutique firm that fits you better. Maybe the lifestyle of MBB isn't for you. Maybe the turn and burn culture, the up and out culture isn't for you. Maybe there are things about MBB that actually are working against your personal goals. Maybe you want to work in a city where MBB doesn't have a presence. In this case, working for MBB plus some of the boutique firms can really be a much better strategy. So where do you find these firms? I mean, how do you find out which firms are really good firms versus not? Of course, you're going to chatter with folks that are your peers or people who are your predecessors, those that have gone before you. They're going to tell you a little bit about the firms. But we take a bird's eye view on the industry and specific firms through our consulting firm directory, through our firms lists that talk about the top firms in each geography, and also through great content that we put out in all of our channels through different episodes. We want you to get to know the firms, to get an understanding of what they do, of who their people are, of why you should work there before you even reach out by email. And there's an opportunity to find firms that you might just be delighted to discover. Thanks so much for listening. We hope that you enjoy your journey into MBB. And when you're thinking about MBB or bust, just remember there are at least three reasons why broadening your search, focusing on some alternatives and some boutiques will both make you a better candidate for MBB and also maybe land you in a place that you didn't even know you could go. If, after listening to this episode, you realize that you might want to expand your search to different firms, why don't you check out a number of the resources that we have available to you for free, including our consulting firm directory, links in the show notes, and a number of other articles on some of the top consulting firms, firm lists, and specific recommendations that we would make for you. These firms are great places with awesome culture and honestly pay that sometimes is at or even in some situations exceeds what you can make inside consulting. So you're going to find tremendous options, tremendous resources, and we're going to point you in the right direction. If you've got specific questions, reach out team@managementconsulted.com. And if you represent one of those firms that we haven't yet profiled, we'd love to know about you. We'd love to share some of who you are, what you do, and what you offer to our audience. So again, in all of those situations, please reach out team@managementconsulted.com. Finally, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel, share, and leave us a comment. Thanks so much for joining Strategy Simplified.